Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Awaken Us. First, I would like to give thanks to the Creator that leads, guides, and directs us in all things. My journey has turned into an eye-opening awakening, and I am here to share that awakening with you. This talk show will explore, who are we? What's the difference between a person and a son? What is our purpose? Why do we hold certain beliefs? Why do we tend to see ourselves and others in a certain way? Why do we act the way we do towards ourselves and others? And what does any of this have to do with the events we experience in our world daily? I would also like to thank everyone of you for your support you're giving me, my LinkedIn connections, my Twitter friends, my Facebook friends, my WordPress friends, my Goodreads friends, and many more. Thank you for your emails, your text messages, and your kind words. During the show, I will read from my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, second edition with added preface and edited back cover. Every 3 months, I give away three of my books through my website, www.awaken-us.org. You can click the link to enter and win. The giveaway starts this month, and the winner will be announced once a month. I am promoting a message, not just selling a book, and it will be a gift that will keep on giving. As always, I do invite you to visit my website for all information on upcoming events, study, videos, bookings, and news. The Awaken Us platform will air researchers that address our collective human experiences, both good and evil. The natural laws versus man's laws. Did we break the first commandment of God when we took on a false identity from birth? Do we really own anything on this earth? Do we have free will? In words, how many meanings can a word have, and what words have we learned that keeps us in bondage, slavery? Stay tuned in for all of our studies, then show yourself approved. Tonight on Awaken Us, I will read from my book, He Lives, The Living Testimony, second edition, with added preface and edited back cover. I will continue to speak on the root causal factors of humanity's problems that we are experiencing as a species, as a whole. I will be defining more terms such as solipsism, S-O-L-I-P-S-I-S-M, thinking that knowledge of anything outside oneself does not exist. Defining perception and consciousness. What is consciousness? And knowing that self-knowledge is the key to awakening. I would like to bring some understanding about the nature of problems so we can go to work on solving them. We recognize many of the problems humanity faces, but we do not understand the nature cause of the problems. There are root core causal factors why we are experiencing suffering in the world. We need some basic information about the nature of the problem to begin talking about the solution of or to these problems. These root core causal factors is about creating a positive change in our world. We are not here to change the world, but it's about the great work. It's about what we care about. Care is the generative principle of the heart. Knowing the true difference between right and wrong behavior. Knowing these causal factors is not just about changing yourself, but about taking action in the process of changing others. It's about being involved in the awakening process of others. You are not here just for your happiness. We are the voice of truth. Courage is a must. Seek truth and speak truth. Last but not least, waking up does not equate to perfection. The great work requires time and persistence. Never give up. Truth, love, and freedom is worth fighting for. I will continue to speak on the root cause of factors of our suffering for weeks to come in order to uplift, inspire, and inform the human consciousness of us all. You can listen to all of my podcasts from my main website, www.awaken-us.org. Reviews and comments can be emailed to us at awakenus@yahoo.com. Hold on, I'll be right back. Dismissing myths and strongholds, one mind at a time.
For immediate release, learning our part in the Creator's plan. He Lives, a Living Testimony, has been published by Outskirts Press. Outskirts Press announces the latest version of the highly anticipated, motivational, and inspirational self-help book from Decatur, Georgia, published by writer Sharon Pelham. Mrs. Pelham's most recent book to date was revised in March 2019 with added preface and edited back cover. This revised 5x8 paperback book is available worldwide on book retailer websites such as Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The webpage at www.awakeus.org was updated simultaneously with the book's publication relaunching.
Added preface and edited back cover. These testimonies are of my walk and awakening on this earth with the Creator and His creation. Opening my eyes and heart to the Creator has given me insight about His spirit and who the first Son was. You must want this walk for yourself. You must ask, seek, and knock. The Creator is waiting with open arms. You must do your homework by dividing the Word of God. You will not remain the same. No man can give you the understanding that comes through the Spirit of God. The natural laws of God were given to you at birth. These rights are not created by humans, but are your birthright endowed to you by the Creator of the universe. They are your inheritance. We were many from one, but have become one from many, a democracy. The only way out of the deception is through the word of mouth, one to another. No man can serve two masters, for he will hate one and he will love the other. The great work is to end slavery. This should be a shared responsibility to help in awakening others. Speaking the truth unapologetically, even when we feel burdened or uncomfortable. So seek, ask, and knock. Study to show yourself approved, and do not leave your salvation up to any man. The Creator does work through men, but the relationship should be a vertical one, you and the Creator. Come as a son, male or female, greater is He that is in you than the deception that is in the world. What's on your mind? Let's take it to the word. Call me. Dial 516 531-9476. All callers are screened prior to airing. Every 3 months, I give away my book through my main website, www.awaken-us.org. You can click on the link to enter and win. This giveaway has ended, and this month, winners are Ms. Amanda Menifee of Central South Carolina and Ms. Margaret Ream of Durham, North Carolina. I am promoting a message, not just selling a book. It will be a gift that will keep on giving. So do enter to win. To Awaken Us. This blog talk show will air researchers as myself and others that will address our collective human experiences, both good and evil. Did we break the first commandment of God when we took on a false identity from birth? Do we really own anything on this earth? Do we have free will? And words. How many meanings can a word have, and what words have we learned that keeps us in bondage, slavery? So tonight I'm going to talk about or address the natural laws versus man's law. What is natural law? The natural law is spiritual laws, a set of universal, inherent, objective, non-man-made, eternal and immutable, meaning unchanging over time or unable to be changed. There are conditions which govern the consequences of behavior of beings with the capacity for understanding the differences between harmful and non-harmful behavior. The understanding of natural law is centered upon bringing our own consciousness into alignment with objective morality. This means definitely knowing which behaviors are right because they do not cause harm to others, and which behaviors are wrong because they do cause harm to other beings. Hold on, I'll be right back.
He Lives, the Living Testimony is 50 pages in length and is being aggressively promoted to appropriate markets with a focus in the motivational and inspirational self-help category. With U.S. wholesale distribution through Ingram and Baker & Taylor and pervasive online availability through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and elsewhere, He Lives, the Living Testimony meets consumer demand through both retail and library markets with a suggested retail price of $12.95. Additionally, He Lives a Living Testimony can be ordered by retailers or wholesalers for the maximum trade discount price set by the author in quantities of 10 or more from the Outskirts Press Direct Bookstore at www.outskirtspress.com/bookstore. For more information or to contact the author, visit www.awakeus.org.
Tonight, I'm going to start with one of the biggest lies told and the most dangerous ideology or idea. It's called solipsism. I'll spell it S-O-L-I-P-S-I-S-M, solipsism. The definition of solipsism from Latin solus, S-O-L-U-S, means alone, meaning self. It is the philosophical idea that only one's mind is sure to exist. Solipsism holds that knowledge of anything outside one's own mind is unsure. The external world and other minds cannot be known and might not exist outside of the mind. Again, only one's own mind is all that exists, and that one's perception is equal to reality and truth. They think that perception is all that there is. Perception is the main deception. They believe that there is no such thing as truth. Nothing really matters. No such thing as knowledge. They believe even something that could be known cannot be explained to others. They also believe that they are not capable of knowing the truth. So sad. This is the thing that stops all quest for knowledge. It stops the awakening process. The only way you will start to awakening is that you believe that there is truth to be found. Perception is not reality. We have to bring our perception into line with truth. The quality of our lives will come with how close our perception comes in line with truth, with reality. Our goal in life is to bring our perception in harmony, in line with truth, reality, that which is, so that we will not engage in fantasy and illusions. We need to stop ignoring what is going on around us and in us. The ruling class don't have this problem. They are uniformed in what they do. They think, they feel, and they act in unison. What we should be doing, we listen to them via TV, news, media, and we feel the pain of what is going on, but we will not act to change anything. This is the problem. We get off the path of truth, and this is why we suffer, and we suffer as a whole. The ruling class understands how the consciousness works. Most don't. They know you have to bring your thoughts and your feelings and your actions in alignment to be free on this earth. They understand how natural law works. They understand the principles of natural law. They have used this knowledge against us to manipulate and deceive us, to control us. They have taken this knowledge away from us and hidden it. Occult. Occult means to hide or conceal. It does not mean something evil. It is not something scary from the mind control. It's just hidden information. We cannot bring thoughts, emotion, and actions of ourselves into alignment until we can understand enough about ourselves and how we work. Why do we do the things we do and behave the way we do? We are controlled through words. You have to go back and relearn what certain words mean. Having knowledge can be helpful or useless. Knowledge is just information. There is no negative knowledge, negative information. Knowledge by itself is power. It's what you do with what you know. Your voice is the most powerful force on the universe. Actually, applied knowledge is done with the voice. This is what wisdom is. Knowledge is action. Wisdom is action. The biggest lie is that there is no truth, that you can't understand knowledge or things that are happening around you. They want you to think that you can't know what is going on inside you, inside yourself. We have to be willing to look into the darkness of this world and self-examination. Hold on, I'll be right back. Welcome back. So, what is conscience? Conscience is the solution to all the problems we are really facing as a species. It's the solution to not being deceived anymore and not being externally controlled by other people. If we don't have consciousness, we are wandering in the dark. Are we really being sold the lies, or are we buying the lies willingly? Do we really want someone to take control of us, think for us, or solve our problems? Are we willing to lay aside our responsibility in understanding the truth? The only way to come out of the deception is to raise consciousness. This is the solution for the suffering that we are in. Consciousness is our ability to recognize patterns and learning what those patterns really mean. Patterns that are going on around us and in us. Consciousness is looking at something and asking the question, why? Consciousness can be raised through knowledge or manipulation. Controlling consciousness is mind control. We are living in mass mind control. The mass part of our population is under mind control, and the ruling class do not have our best interests at heart. Mind control works through words. Understanding language is a huge part of mind control. Symbolism is a form of mind control. Use of colors and shapes is a form. Mind control is the manipulation of the three forms of consciousness: our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. There are two basic ways consciousness is broken down and presented. Number one, internally, associated with the right brain. This consciousness within us is feminine. It allows us to be passive, compassionate, submissive. It expresses our emotions. And number two, externally, associated with the left brain, our consciousness is masculine, dominant, analytical, and logical. It expresses our action in the world. They form the whole of consciousness. If we want to become more conscious, we will have to bring these two qualities into unison and balance with each other within ourselves. So as we think, we feel, and we act. We want to make sure that our actions are not in opposition to what we think and what we feel inside. If what we do does not match up with what we think and feel, we are in opposition with ourselves, and it doesn't matter the reason why. So, if we continue to take actions that are not morally justified, we are internally in opposition with our own consciousness within. There is a solution and formula to problem solving. We tend to keep looking at the problems that keeps us from finding the solutions to the problems. Example, the news. They only report the problems, no solutions, no causes. The way we find the solution to the problem is through knowledge, finding the core nature of the problem, the cause. The problem is that we don't know enough about ourselves and how our conscious works. And that is a manipulator's dream. For if you have a group of people that don't understand how their mind works, how their emotional makeup works, you can manipulate and control them. You know more about how they work than they do, and you can control their behavior. The manipulators of this world use the information that they know about the human conscience as a weapon against us. They know how the natural laws work. We have to know how the natural laws work, whether we believe it or accept it. There are laws that bind us to this earth, and we are bound to them. And if we break them, we suffer. But if we harmonize with them, we won't suffer. What we need to know is the knowledge of the ones that manipulate and deceive us. Most importantly, we have to know what their motivations are. Most people don't know that there is a game being played and haven't even shown up, haven't even begun to show up. They don't know that they are a pawn on a board. The manipulators and deceivers are looking down on us and pulling strings, and most don't even feel the strings that are being pulled. We are on that checkerboard. You know the checkerboard? That black and white board with the squares? We are the checkers. They are above us, manipulating us back and forth. Most can't see the master above us, and we are unable to pull back and see the whole picture. My podcast is aimed at getting people to show up and begin knowing how the game is played and how they are being played, how they can pull back and see the whole picture. People bring many boxes to the table, but truth cannot fit into a box. Your religions, your government, your media, your finances, the many, many boxes. Hold on. Again, we need self-knowledge to begin to awaken. Consciousness is the ability to recognize patterns of information and what is taking place within us and around us. Consciousness, again, is dual in nature. It has internally feminine and externally masculine qualities. Consciousness has three expressions. The way you make yourself known to others. You have your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions. Let's talk about each. Number one, your thoughts. Your thoughts are the primary expression, either masculine or feminine. They just are. And you can look at them as the creator aspect. It is said that the universe is mental. It is made up of thought energy. Everything comes from a thought. Any actions from the past, any technologies, any series of events, they all come from thought. Number two, the emotions. The emotions are the internal aspect of our consciousness. This is the way we express ourselves within the body, how we feel. It is the thoughts coming into the body and the energy being expressed in the physical, and we feel it in the physical. It is the sacred feminine quality. You can look at it as being the divine motherly characteristic within the consciousness, a trinity. Remember the trinity? You have the creator characteristic, the thought, and then you have the internal feminine motherly characteristic, your emotions. The emotions are the spirit in which we do things. Just like the Trinity, we call this the Holy Spirit. Number three, the third expression is our actions. It is what we actually do with our mind, the thoughts, and what we carry in us, our emotional makeup, and our spirit. Both of these two make up our behavior, the action that we take in the world with others, is the chow of our thoughts and emotions. Okay, we can look at the thought as the creator aspect of our consciousness, which expresses the mind, and the emotions as the sacred feminine aspects of our consciousness that expresses our emotions, which is the spirit. And we can look at our actions as the divine chow of how we interact with others. This is the Trinity, the Creator, the Holy Spirit. This is the Trinity, the Creator, the Holy Spirit, the Divine Mother, and the Divine Chow, Son. This also gives us the mind, the spirit, and the body connection. It's called the law of three, or the triune of human consciousness, the three in one, three in agreement, and three in harmony. Can we connect this to the human brain? Knowing the human brain is the discovery of self. Let's talk about the oldest and lowest part of the brain, the base level of the brain. It's called the R complex. It's the foundation and the simplest structure of the brain. The R stands for reptilian complex, or the reptile brain. Inside of the reptile brain, it controls your physical activities, your motor skills are controlled by the R complex of the brain. The R complex consists of two components, the brain stem and behind that the cerebrum. These two components of the brain govern motor skills. Without this part of the brain, you would not be able to move your arms and legs, no walking or talking, you know, no motor skills. It governs some primitive behaviors. It governs the fight or flight of consciousness. That's fight, F-I-G-H-T, or flight, F-L-I-G-H-T, of consciousness. This part of the brain is about survival in the physical world that we live in. The fight or flight is about what we do when we are threatened. It is what we feel when we are stressed. During this state of mind, the heart begins to pump blood fast away from two areas of the body, the torso and the head. The torso is where all of your vital organs are. In the head, of course, is the brain. So during times of stress, fight or flight, the blood is not being sent to the torso or the brain. Once you decide whether you are going to stand or and fight or run away, so during this time you are not going to do a lot of deep thinking or much analyzing of the situation. Your state of priority changes. If you decide to stay and fight, you will need your arms to fight off the attacker. We don't find ourselves in this situation of stress physically a lot, but on a daily basis, we mostly always find ourselves in stress when dealing with others. We are staying in most of the hours of the day in this reptile mode of consciousness, the fight or flight. Most of the people are living in this consciousness most of the day. A busy lifestyle, one thing after another, a job, dealing with children, dealing with illness, travel, other people. It's a constant struggle where we are being trapped in the state of thinking. Throughout most of our lifetime as a culture, the mammal or limbic part of the brain that governs the emotional part of the brain, the chemical interaction of the brain is where we experience emotions. It's also called the midbrain. It is the sacred feminine part of the brain. Without this part of the brain, we will feel no emotions. And then we have the gray matter part of the brain. Okay, so we have the reptilian part, we have the mammal part, our limbic, and then we have the gray matter, or the neocortex, or the left side of the brain that governs all higher level thinking, our thoughts. It contains all of what makes us human. The right brain of the neocortex governs intuition, simple knowing, creativity, expressions of art, music, and holistic thoughts. We are part of a whole, okay? They are, all three of these are part of a whole. Just like we have three-in-one conscious thought, emotions, and actions, we also have three parts of the brain that makes us human: the reptilian or the reptile brain, the mammal brain, and then the human brain. Three brains in one. Again, the triune. We are striving for global coherence, the scientific term, which means a balance of both the right and left brain. This makes us a person of higher order thought and conception, thinking, and reasonable behavior. We can recognize patterns and meaning of patterns. This is the greatest gift that the Creator affords us. It is the supercomputer that exists and is sitting right behind your eyes. If the neocortex is working properly, we are in touch with the sacred feminine component of the brain structure, the limbic brain, the midbrain. It is always sending data upward towards the neocortex, the reasoning part of the brain. Then through the neocortex, it will send instructions back down to the motor center of the brain, the reptile brain. So we then use our actions to govern reason. This is how we work, and this is how we can be manipulated. The mind control of the manipulator of this earth. They keep us in the R complex state of mind with all the negative news stories, chaos, and fear we take on daily. So this is about becoming the being that can govern oneself and not be subject to the control of our mind control through other people attempting to mind control us and then change our behavior. This is why we need to understand how we work and the basics of neuroscience functions and the structure of the human brain. I will continue to explain what happens when we are constantly in the reptile brain or imbalance in one brain hemisphere or another on my next show. Our brains are targeted on purpose and used against us, and I will go into how. There are different methods of mind control that will throw the brain into one mode or another. And 95% of the people are either left-brained imbalanced or right-brained imbalanced. If you'd like to talk to me after the show, call in 5 minutes prior to the show ending. Dial 516-531-9476. I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast. My live podcast will continue through next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time before our next seminar series starting October 6th called Hello, My Name is Marcus, the Servant King podcast. This podcast will explore our confusion of things. Again, you can always come back to listen to this podcast and all of my podcasts from my main website, www.awaken-us.org, under podcasts/videos. Reviews and comments can be emailed to us at awakenus@yahoo.com. Also, visit my main website to purchase my book, He Lives the Living Testimony, second edition, with added preface and edited back cover, and other uplifting items such as my creator poster, the natural law poster, and more information on upcoming shows, events, podcasts, book signings, and much more. I will now accept any callers to the show. Dial 516-531-9476. That would be 516-531-9476. And press number 1 to speak with me. And do tell a friend.
Understand, ain't here to judge, just to take a stand. The greater plan's the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out and touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native land. Let the ways of love be the ways of man.